Discourse given at Miss E. J. Rosenberg's Unity Meeting. September 8, 1911. Praise be to God that such a meeting of purity and steadfastness is being held in London. The hearts of those present are pure and are turned towards the kingdom of God. I hope that all that is contained and established in the holy books of God may be realized in you. The messengers of God are the principal and the first teachers. Whenever this world becomes dark and divided in its opinions and indifferent, God will send one of his holy messengers. Moses came during a time of darkness, when ignorance and childishness prevailed amongst the people, and they were waverers. Moses was the teacher of God. He gave the teachings of holiness and educated the Israelites. He raised up the people from their degradation and caused them to be highly honored. He taught them sciences and arts, trained them in civilization, and increased their human virtues. After a while, that which they had thus received from God was lost. The way was prepared for the return of evil qualities, and the world was oppressed by tyranny. Then again, the rumor of the light of reality and the breathing of the Holy Spirit became known. The cloud of bounty showered, the light of guidance shone upon the earth. The world put on a new garment, the people became a new people, the oneness of humanity was proclaimed. The great unity of thought transformed humanity and created a new world. Again, after a time, all this was forgotten by the people. The teachings of God no longer influenced their lives. His prophecies and commandments became fainter and were finally obliterated from their hearts, and tyranny and thoughtlessness once more prevailed. Baha'u'llah then came and once more renewed the foundation of faith. He brought back the teachings of God and the humane practices of the time of Christ. He quenched the thirst of the thirsty. He awakened the careless and called the attention of the heedless to the divine secrets. He declared the unity of humanity and spread abroad the teaching of the equality of all men. Therefore, all of you ought with your hearts and minds to endeavour to win the people with kindness, so that this great unity may be established, the childish superstitions may pass away, and all may become one.